Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickling.
And we are reading a story in our article today. Now, our story is all about some people who live on the planet Venus.
Wow.
So are you interested in space and space exploration?
Yes, I am. But I wouldn't want to get onto the space because
right.
I don't want to die that quickly.
In space,
yeah, I know. I don't want to
right.
die in space.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of benefits of space exploration.
That's right. We can learn a lot about the universe and the way that our Earth was formed. In fact, there are two rovers right now on Mars that are trying to find out more about things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe even someday humans will live on the moon or on Mars. Probably in our lifetime, not much further than that, and definitely not in Venus. But let's find out about the people in our story and what life is like for them there.
Reading.
All Summer in a Day. Margot is a 9-year-old girl from Ohio, U.S. Right now, however, she's living on the planet Venus. Margot doesn't like Venus very much, though. The sun only shows up for 1 hour every 7 years there. The rest of the time, it rains cats and dogs. Margot misses the sunlight, so she's really pleased that today's the day the sun appears. There used to be many sunny days on Earth, she tells the other children in her class, though they don't believe her. In fact, they're annoyed with her because she's constantly talking about the sun. It's marvelous, she tells them. They often bully her for being different and won't let her participate in their games. The sun will come out soon, so the children decide to act. Before the teacher arrives, they grab Margot and lock her in a closet. The teacher is very eager to see the sun as well, and doesn't notice Margot is missing. Finally, the time comes and the teacher takes the class outside, but Margot's still locked in the closet.
All right, so our article starts out by telling us who the main character of our story is. It says, Margot is a 9-year-old girl from Ohio, U.S. So, she used to live on Earth. But it says, right now, however, she's living on the planet Venus.
Venus.
What's Venus in Chinese?
金星.
Okay, what's Mars in Chinese?
火星.
And the moon?
月亮.
Oh, that one's a little bit different. All right, well, I had a little Chinese lesson here, but let's continue on in the story. It says, Margot doesn't like Venus very much, though. I mean, it's probably not very nice there. Yeah. And here's why. It says, the sun only shows up for 1 hour every 7 years there.
That's a long time.
Can you imagine waiting 7 years to have sunlight for 1 hour?
I can't.
No, me neither. And it's even in Taiwan in the winter, it's too hard. All right, well, they are waiting for the sun to show up. Now here, show up means to arrive at a place where someone is waiting for you. Margot is waiting for the sun to show up, or she's waiting for the sun to arrive. Here's an example. Do you know when Luke is supposed to show up? I don't want to wait for him all day.
Oh, look at Slay again. Okay. 所以 show up 呢是一个片语，它是出现的意思。所以在金星上，太阳七年才出现一次，而且一次只出现一个小时，那是蛮常用的片语哦。我们来造几个句子吧。第一个句子 ，She's unhelpful and always shows up late to work. 她帮不上忙，也总是上班迟到。Or the virus didn't show up in blood test. 协议测试中没有出现这一种病毒。And besides meaning to appear, it also means arriving for a gathering or an event. Sometimes it also means to expose, especially by revealing faults. 我们就可以说泄露人家的机密那种感觉，或者是泄露一件事情。那我们就可以说啊 ，They decided to show up that disgusting liar. 他们决定揭露那个恶心的骗子。
All right. So not only does the sun just show up1 hour every seven、mm-hmm. years, it also says in our article, the rest of the time, it rains cats and dogs. Now, doesn't actually rain cats and dogs. Even though we've said that, this phrase means something a bit different.、Mm-hmm. So why don't we learn more about today's pocket phrase go, it rains cats and dogs.
Pocket phrase go!
OMG! 你不能想象 It rains cats and dogs right now! 大雨哗啦哗啦蚁人庄也挡不住的大雨刚刚呢在外面我缩小骑在蚂蚁上面差点呢就要被雨水冲到不知道哪里去啦 OK, 英文里面这个片语呢 It rains cats and dogs天上呢这个小猫小狗下到地面上来别误会哦这个不是什么猎奇的景象哦它的意思呢其实就是呢 it rains very, 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 very heavily, OK, 倾盆大雨。所以呢如果有人跟你说 ,don't forget to take your umbrella, it's raining cats and dogs out there, OK, 你呢就别铁死卖 TK 哦因为呢雨真的是很大很大很大。
All right, so instead of actually raining animals, it's just raining a lot,、mm-hmm. all the time.、Mm-hmm. There's no break from the rain. So that sounds like a very, very sad place to live.、Mm-hmm. I don't think I would want to live there.、Mm-hmm. And of course, Margot, being from the U.S., is used to having sunlight. And it says here, Margot misses the sunlight. So she's really pleased that today's the day the sun appears.Wow. She is excited.、Mm-hmm. All right. So she is waiting for the sunlight. Now, this noun is light that comes from the sun and not light like that comes from anything、mm-hmm. like a lamp or a flashlight or a fire or something like that. So sunlight is just light from the sun.、Mm-hmm. Here's an example. Kyla likes waking up because of the sunlight entering her room. So she sleeps with her curtains open at night.
所以 sunlight 就是阳光的意思哦。那么 Margot 她非常想念阳光，而且她今天很开心 ，she's excited about the sun coming out，、因为今天是太阳出现的日子。所以我们来用 sunlight 造几个句子哦。Those flowers need bright sunlight， 那些花需要明亮的阳光。Or she began to turn red after only a short exposure to sunlight. That's like my mom，、是你短短照到阳光一下子，你就会开始脸会发红。
That's probably me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's waiting for the sunlight. Today's the day. So she's feeling pleased. Now, pleased is an adjective. And when you're feeling pleased, you're feeling happy or satisfied about something. Here's an example. Jerome is pleased that his friend liked the birthday gift he'd gotten her.
所以 please 就是开心的满心满意足的意思哦。那我们就可以说啊 ，His mom was not pleased when she saw his grades. 他就是妈妈看到他的成绩不太开心。So when somebody is pleased to do something, it usually means that they're willing to do it. 那我们就可以造一个句子啊 ，The manager will be pleased to advise you. 或者是。Pleasant 这个字我们是不是觉得它很像 Pleasant and pleased、mm-hmm. 但是 pleasant 这个字呢它是 It means enjoyable or、mm-hmm. easy to like、
right.
就是形容人啊很开心很愉悦并不是像 pleased 在形容一个人怎么样是在形容一个事物比较长那我们就可以说啊 We had a pleasant night walk at the beach、
Sounds nice、All right, wellMargot is now living on Venus, and of course, she's happy that today is the first day of sunlight in、7 years, or the only day of sunlight in 7 years. And she is talking to her classmates at school, and she says, there used to be many sunny days on Earth, she tells the other children in her class. though they don't believe her.
好，那我们来看一下 Aaron 老师刚句子里面的这个 grammar pattern， 它是 there used to be， 然后怎么样？就是我们可以猜 used to 这一个字，它就是指过去习惯的意思，都是讲过去的事情，代表着现在已经没有了，就很像是 there is there are， 都原本是有的意思，对不对？那我们就把它用 used to be 加进去，变成 used to be， 就会变 there used to be， 就代表说是以前的事情。那我们来看一下文章的句子，再重复一次 ：There used to be many sunny days on Earth。所以这边对 Margo 来说是以前住在地球有很多阳光，并不是说现在地球没有阳光，是对 Margo 这个女生来说。那我们再看一下 ：There used to be an empty house at the end of the street， but it has been made over into a bookstore。那意思就是说呢，过去的街道尽头有一个空房子，但现在已经被改造成一个书店。Or, the couple now lives in a newly built house where there used to be a factory. 这对夫妇现在住在一个新建的房子，那个地方呢，曾经是一个工厂。
Alright, so Margo is talking about all these sunny days,、mm-hmm. and she says, you know, it used to be so sunny on Earth, and the kids...They maybe don't believe her. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they kind of get jealous.
Yeah, I'd say that they're probably not feeling very good、mm-hmm. about this. In fact, here in our story, it says, in fact, they're annoyed with her because she's constantly talking about the sun. Now, you were right. They are feeling、annoyed.、Mm-hmm. Now, annoyed is an adjective, and when someone feels annoyed, they're a little angry or upset about something that another person does. Now, you might feel this way when maybe your brothers or sisters, when you're younger, if they're bugging you, stop it, you know? Or if someone in your class does something that you don't like,、mm-hmm. you might feel a bit annoyed about it.As an example, we could say, Honey was annoyed when her sister took her red sweater without asking.
好，那我们看一下 annoyed 这个字，它就是恼怒、烦恼的意思。那因为 Margo 一直跟班上的同学说地球有阳光啊，所以同学就觉得好烦哦。那么我们再讲另外一个 annoying， 如果今天是 annoying 的话，就是说令人感到烦扰，所以变成说，我们大家再举几个例子来看一下，一定要搞清楚哦，这边很重要。好，那我们先看第一个例句。The music annoyed him at first,、mm-hmm. but now he has gotten used to it.
Okay.
音乐一开始好烦哦，但现在已经习惯了。Or, I think there is nothing more annoying than a group of young girls all trying to talk at the same time.、Mm. 我认为没有什么是比一群女孩同时要讲话来的烦人。那我们用最简单 let's use the most simple sentences to compare、mm-hmm. annoyed and annoying. 那我们看第一个 I am annoyed 代表你很烦，你自己觉得很烦。And I'm annoying 代表 I annoy people.、
Mm-hmm. So one annoys you、mm-hmm. or you annoy somebody.
Yeah.、
Mm. All right, let's move on in the article. We said that she's constantly talking about the sun. She's always talking about the sun. And she's saying, it's marvelous, she tells them.Now, marvelous is an adjective, and something that's marvelous is extremely good or wonderful. Now, she's not saying, oh, yeah, it's pretty good.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's saying it's one of the most wonderful things she's ever experienced.
就是非凡、mm-hmm. 很棒。
Right.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, when...People get annoyed.
Yeah,、mm, they bully.
They bully. Yeah, so the students here in her class, it says they often bully her for being different and won't let her participate in their games.
好，所以 bully 就是霸凌的意思。It's used as a verb in our、mm-hmm. article, but it can also be used as a noun.、Mm-hmm. And when it's a noun, it means somebody that bullies others.、Mm-hmm. 就是霸凌别人的人也可以叫 bully.
Right, like don't be a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.All right, we also saw that the kids not just bully her, but they don't let her participate in their games. Now, participate is a verb, and when you participate in an event or a game or an activity and so on, you join in that thing or you take part in it. You don't just sit and watch, you actually do the activity. Here's an example sentence.You don't need to participate in the talent show, but if you want to do something, you can sign up on this list.
所以 participate 就是参加参与的意思，就像 take part in something、mm-hmm. 那 participate 是一个动词、哦、We often say to participate in something. So let's take a look at another example sentence、mm-hmm. 我们可以说 A lot of countries participated in the Olympics、mm-hmm. 很多国家都参加了奥运会 And a person that participates in something、mm-hmm. is called a participant、mm-hmm. And the noun form for this word is participation.
All very similar、mm-hmm. Just a little bit of changes、yeah. to their spellingAll right, let's continue on. It says, the sun will come out soon, so the children decide to act. Now, this does not sound like a good thing to me. If、mm-hmm. the students are annoyed because Margot keeps talking about the、mm-hmm. sun, they might do something bad. And, of course, that's exactly what they do. It says, before the teacher arrives, they grab Margot,And lock her in a closet.
That's so sad.
That is not a very nice thing to do. So now Margot is behind this door in this closet. She can't get out. Mm-hmm. She might miss the sun. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it says here, the teacher is very eager to see the sun as well and doesn't notice Margot is missing. Mm.All right, so let's take a look at the word eager first. It's an adjective, and when you feel eager, you're very excited or happy about something that's going to happen in the future. Now, when you're eager to do something, it's just another way of saying you're excited to do something. Here's an example. Gary is eager to see his cousins at Chinese New Year. He hasn't seen them for a year.
所以 eager 就是热切的、渴望的。所以大家太阳在金星出现时，大家都很期待，连老师也想要看到太阳。所以都不知道 Margot 已经被同学抓去关在柜子里面了。所以 eager is an adjective,、mm-hmm. eagerness 加上 ness 就是会变成名词啦。那我们再看另外几个句子哦。He was eager to show off his new bicycle to his friends.、Mm-hmm. Or...They noted the trace of eagerness in her voice.、Mm. 他们在她的声音中听到，注意到热切跟渴望。
Right, okay. So the teacher and the rest of the students are all really eager or excited to、mm-hmm. see the sun. And the teacher, even though Margot keeps talking about the sun, doesn't even notice that she's missing.、Mm-hmm. Now, missing here is an adjective. And missing means someone or something isn't present or included in something. So Margot isn't present with the other students. Remember, she's inside the closet. Mm-hmm. Now, the students also aren't including her in their activity to see the sun. So she is missing from this activity. Mm-hmm. Here's an example sentence. We couldn't finish the jigsaw puzzle because there were 3 pieces missing.
Okay, so missing is an adjective,、mm-hmm. 就是失踪的、找不到的意思。所以老师根本没发现 Margot 已经失踪了。那我们就可以说啊 ,the missing piece of paper eventually turned up inside a book.、Mm. 找不到的纸就不小心出现在一张书里面了。Or, when did you realize that your money is missing? 你什么时候发现你钱不见的、啊、
Mm-hmm, okay, so Margot probably crying inside that、yeah. closet.The teacher and the students, they are heading outside. It says here, finally, the time comes and the teacher takes the class outside.、Mm-hmm. But Margot's still locked in the closet. And of course, that's where we're ending today.、Mm-hmm. We aren't going to find out what happens until the next day. So make sure you stay tuned.Tomorrow to see if Margot does get out of the closet and if she does get to see the sun. But for now, we are almost finished. Let's、mm-hmm. go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question is a very interesting one and something that everybody will be able to answer.Question is, how do different kinds of weather make you feel?
Rainy days get me down easily.
Okay.
Well, especially when it's a downpour. I just want to crawl into my bed and sleep、mm-hmm. until it's over.
Right.
But well, studies say that it's not healthy to do so.、
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, I'm a bit weird about rainy days.、Oh. If it's just one rainy day and I've got a good book to read...I kind of like it because it gets me to stay inside and actually、relax. Read my book、mm-hmm. and relax.、Mm-hmm. But when rain lasts for a really long time, it gets really bad for me. Mm-hmm. I get something called seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which we actually just call SAD mm-hmm. for the spelling. So we call it the sads. Mm-hmm. So if I say, oh, I have the sads, it's because it's been raining or snowing and haven't seen the sun mm-hmm. in a long time. And that doesn't happen very often in Taiwan, but sometimes mm-hmm. in the winter.
In Taipei, yeah, it rains a lot,
Taipei,
actually.
In Taipei, yeah. So, you know, in the summer, obviously, the hot weather makes me feel a little mad, mm-hmm. and I stay inside in the air conditioning. But
all the heat.
The sun really does good things for my mm-hmm. mood. It makes me happy mm-hmm. and feel good. All right, well, what about you guys? What about the different kinds of weather? Storms and snow, mm-hmm. if you've seen snow, and sun and rain and all of those different things. How do they make you feel? Do you get the sads like some people do? You guys can talk about that. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting thing to talk about. We are all out of time for today, though, so we'll be back here again tomorrow with the rest of our story.
All summer in a day. Margot is a 9-year-old girl from Ohio, U.S. Right now, however, she's living on the planet Venus. Margot doesn't like Venus very much, though. The sun only shows up for 1 hour every 7 years there. The rest of the time, it rains cats and dogs. Margot misses the sunlight, so she's really pleased that today's the day the sun appears. There used to be many sunny days on Earth, she tells the other children in her class, though they don't believe her. In fact, they're annoyed with her because she's constantly talking about the sun. It's marvelous, she tells them. They often bully her for being different and won't let her participate in their games. The sun will come out soon, so the children decide to act. Before the teacher arrives, they grab Margot and lock her in a closet. The teacher is very eager to see the sun as well, and doesn't notice Margot is missing. Finally, the time comes and the teacher takes the class outside, but Margot's still locked in the closet.
Vocabulary review.
Sunlight. The trees in the Amazon are so big and tall that hardly any sunlight reaches the forest floor. Pleased. Emily was pleased to learn that the story she wrote had been printed in a magazine. Annoyed. Sebastian was annoyed when the train to Kaohsiung was delayed by more than 2 hours. Participate. Some people would prefer Taiwan not to participate in the Olympic Games under the name Chinese Taipei. Eager. The students were eager to get out of school and enjoy the sunny day. Missing. Weeks after she disappeared, the whole town was still searching for the missing girl.